I'm Derek.
And I'm Melissa.
And you're listening to season three.
Season three.
Of 7 Minutes on Earth.
Episode 120, Transitions Part 5.
Melissa, we've made it to the end of season three.
We have.
40 episodes. High five, girlfriend.
We're high-fiving it, but I'm so sad to see it go.
Really?
Yes, yes. I can't wait till we get started on season four.
Wait, there's going to be a season four?
I think so.
All right. Well, let's talk about that.
Okay. All right. So anyways, we'll talk about that. But let's get into this episode as we close out
the last episode of season three. Pretty cool. We are in the last transition, right?
Yeah, we are.
So we at the last week, we closed by arriving in Naperville. Naperville is in Chicagoland.
It's in the Chicago area. Mm-hmm.
We had never in a million years
thought we would end up in Illinois.
Yeah, what? Or in the Chicagoland area.
Know.
When we saw, here's what we knew about Chicago. Mm-hmm. Al Capone, bad winters.
Yes.
The Chicago Bears, the 1985 Chicago Bears.
Right, right.
That's probably the extent of everything we thought about Chicago.
Yeah.
Turns out
there's so much more here.
Oh, it turns out Chicago as a city is
Chicago is awesome.
Beautiful.
If you have not seen Chicago or visited, or you're afraid of all the crime, yeah, there is a little bit of a crime aspect in one or two small neighborhoods, but the city itself is fabulous. You have to come. You have to see it and experience it.
We've
awesome.
Been in some of the world's greatest cities.
Yes.
Literally.
Europe. God no is, question.
Not just Europe, but I've been in South America, Africa, Middle East, Asia, Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. I've been in some incredible cities.
Yeah.
Let me just say,
I love Chicago.
Chicago is absolutely beautiful as a city. And then we'd never heard of Naperville, Illinois.
Right.
And as it turns out, we're like one of two Americans in the entire country
who
had no idea
about
where
Naperville,
Illinois was. Yeah. Turns out it's an amazing, amazing city on the outskirts of Chicago here in Chicagoland area. So we've been privileged to lead at Grace Point Church, a multi-campus, multi-site church here. And I've been the lead pastor here. We've just wrapped up 7 full years of ministry.
And it has gone by in a blink.
It's been a pretty robust, amazing time. God
has been great.
Really blessed.
Yeah.
Really blessed.
Yeah.
And we just met some extraordinary people here, people that we love.
Mm-hmm.
We love God's church. We love seeing a movement of God. We love being on mission with God. And there's just some really fabulous people. And it turns out we resonate with Midwest culture.
Yeah.
And so that has been a really pleasant surprise as well. We lived kind of in a shorter amount of time in the Nashville area than we'd anticipated in coming up here, but had good reasons for making that transition.
Yeah.
And again, last week's episode was Romans 8:28, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't always understand why, but we trusted God for it. Turns out it was the best way of trusting God.
Yeah.
And looking back, we see his hand all over the experience of transitioning here. We have a verse to close this whole thing out on.
This week's verse is Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6. And it says, "So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart." Why this verse?
Well, I think there are several things here. First of all, there were several rebuildings that were happening.
Yeah.
One is kind of a rebuilding at Grace Point.
Mm-hmm.
Grace Point has an incredible history, some amazing pastors.
Mm-hmm. It's had a presence in Naperville for 50 years.
Yeah, now it's 57 years, going to 58. My predecessor had been here for about 25 years, really an amazing guy, great staff. The church was in high transition, and I would say a hurting transition when we came in. And you know, we weren't even sure if we should say yes, because we saw all of the hurting. We thought, well, maybe they really need like a sacrificial
lamb. Sort of a transitional person until they get that permanent guy.
But then God made it clear, nope, it's going to be you. Uh-huh. And so we said, okay, well, how about us? And they said, we would love if you would come.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I arrived, they'd never heard me preach. The congregation had never heard me. The elders had.
Yeah.
But the congregation had never heard me preach.
Yeah, there was not like in view of a call where you go out and you kind of introduce yourself as a candidate.
So the church is really has some really healthy elders and had a healthy elder board, still does.
Mm-hmm.
They have high trust in the elders. The elders sensed God moving and said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And God worked it all out. And so when we arrived in 2014, we looked at how do we rebuild walls? It's an incredible city.
Yeah.
And like in terms of the church's yeah. history, the church's mm-hmm. legacy, incredible. How can we do this? Mm-hmm. And so we set our minds to rebuilding the walls. And God has been so good mm-hmm. in the transition of all of this.
Yeah.
To have these walls that are rebuilt. His mm-hmm. word is going out. The yeah. people are worshiping.
Yeah. People are coming to faith.
Yeah.
We've had so many baptisms. And I just think even through this past 2020, through COVID and lockdown, we still had people coming to faith and wanting to get baptized.
And growing.
It's amazing.
And yeah. So God has been really good. I love that passage in Nehemiah because, you know, when you think about the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah is really a book about coming around our project mm-hmm. that had been neglected for about 60 years.
Yeah.
And what's so surprising about it is how quickly the project came together once mm-hmm. the people set their mind to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's been kind of a surprise for us here too, that once the people set their mind to it, mm-hmm. there was a rapid rebuild. And mm-hmm. so it didn't take long actually for Grace Point to come back to a place of great health and growth.
Yeah.
And then there was another rebuilding project, uh-huh. which was our rebuilding project. Mm-hmm. We had graduated two sons mm-hmm. from college when we moved here. David had been serving overseas for 5 months. Mm-hmm. He stayed in Nashville when we initially moved up. Josiah was overseas serving as a missionary in Spain.
Yeah.
He transitioned in the middle of the first Chicago winter we experienced here. Literally got off the plane in a tank top uh-huh. and a jeans jacket, and it was snowing outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ben was transitioning into high school. Mm-hmm. And of course, Ben has since transitioned from college. He's yeah. graduated.
Yeah.
And now we're empty nesters.
Yes.
And we have grandkids. Mm-hmm. And so there's been a time for us of just personally rebuilding mm-hmm. a wall. And it's amazing what God can do when you set your mind to rebuilding the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a part of transitions mm-hmm. is trusting God for future mm-hmm. and just saying, well, regardless of what comes, Father, mm-hmm. we set our minds to you
yeah.
and we trust you mm-hmm. through it all. Mm-hmm. And so that's really how we want to end this season. Mm-hmm. Listeners, thank you for going on this journey with us.
Yes.
Thank you for the last three seasons. Some of you have been following us since episode mm-hmm. one, but wherever you're at, we just want to encourage you. Set your mind to the things of God. Mm-hmm. Set your mind to the task that he's given you and be amazed at what God can do.
Yes.